Welcome to March Magic Series. Today we're talking about spring cleaning for your business. Yay! So let's talk about the four ways to streamline and improve your business with spring. Hey, I'm Veronica De Polo, and with more than 15 years being a marketing strategist, are you ready for actionable bite-sized episodes about business advice on marketing, branding, and messaging to take your business to the next level? If you're a service business owner, we'll show you how to attract qualified leads on social media and beyond. We'll reveal the art of showcasing your brand effectively, and will uncover the best strategies to hook your audience so they keep coming for more. Say goodbye to outdated marketing strategies and embrace the power of change. Welcome to the Branding Momentum Podcast. Okay, so the first thing that I would like to speak to you is about client database purge. So having a healthy database of clients, I would say it's one of the last things we consider when we talk about cleaning our business, right? Because we come with a thought, okay, we did that business, or we still have them as a client, but maybe we don't keep in touch with them. So I want you to consider identifying inactive clients who haven't used your services in the past and reach out with a special re-engagement offer. Or you can also do a check-in to know how they're doing without offering them anything. Yeah, surprise, right? Then you can also try to update the information for your existing clients to ensure that you are reaching them through the correct channels. And what I mean by this, give them a call. Ask them if this is the email that they're still using. Is that the same phone number? Maybe you can even ask their social media handles so that maybe you want to follow them, or maybe they want to follow you. Who knows, right? Just trying to use our brains to try to get those people that we sometimes overlook or neglect or take as granted and clean them up a little bit. Now, the second one I want to talk about is service offerings evaluation. So let's talk about reviewing and updating your services, the kind of things that you're offering. You know, maybe it is time to review what you currently offer, and maybe you haven't had the chance to actually sit down and look at your services and how you can actually improve them. And what I mean by this is this could include things like retiring outdated services that no longer align with your business goals or what your market is currently right now demanding. Maybe right now it is time to introduce new services that you have thought about. Maybe this is the time that you can actually offer something that is new, or something that is trending, or something that you've gotten the feedback from your existing clients, and this is something that maybe you can offer right now. Now, the third one that I want to talk to you about is brand refresh. And I'm not only talking about your logo or your website. This could be, yeah, maybe a little bit updating the font, or it could also be refreshing your brand identity and refresh it in a way that is how you want to see it today in 2024. I would like you to actually consider all the material that you have within your business that is printed, from your business cards, from your proposals, from your invoices. Maybe it's time to update those materials that reflect the changes in your business, but also in your business mission and values, so you can try and come up with something that is fresh and new. I would also like you to review your presentations if that is something that you usually do in your business as you are in front of a client, that you're trying to get that client, to trying to get that lead. And if you're having that presentation, I want you to go inside and review it. Is it updated? Does it have the relevant information? I want you to also consider to look at your proposals, the messaging that you're using, how you are actually communicating it. Does it still align with your business mission, vision, and philosophy? And don't forget to update also the images and the figures and the graphs that you have with throughout all these materials, because having an updated version of your offer, it actually means that you actually care. It does show that you are put together in a way, right? The fourth one that I want to talk to you is process optimization. And, you know, this is one of my favorites, because working smart and not hard is the thing that I love the most. So improving your processes and how efficient you are in your business. And I want you to think, how long does it take you to do the same task over and over again? Is there a way that you can actually create a shortcut? Is it time to hire a VA, a virtual assistant? Should there be a template or a process of a step-by-step that you can actually implement right now that you're not doing? Should you actually delegate administrative tasks to free up time for those client-facing activities and business development, so that you are more in trying to build and grow your business instead of doing the things that you shouldn't be doing? And last but not least, I want you to really consider, are you really, really needed everywhere, all the time? So if you have answers to that, start cleaning, start purging, start undusting, and start streamlining and creating processes and reshaping how you want to see your business right now. I hope to see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.